Good morning, everyone. Let's begin the session. So now we have a community session on the topic of geonames. To give you a bit of context, in the GAC, we have a working group looking at future issues related to GTLDs, and there are several subgroups within that working group. One of them is looking at the topic of geographic names. This morning we're taking an opportunity so that the subgroup can have some interaction with the community about this, and we have a lead of the subgroup, Olga Cavalli from Argentina, who will be running the session this morning. There are some documents, I understand, that are relevant to this session that have been made available or posted, since it is a community interaction. So we hope that you have those in front of you to support the discussion. Okay, so with that, I will hand over to Olga. Please, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Good morning, everyone. Thank you to our GAC colleagues here and also to all the community that came to see the presentation. This is very much appreciated. One of the purpose of this presentation that we wanted to do in Singapore, but we ran out of time at that meeting, is that we would welcome comments from the community about the background document that I will present now. I think it is online, but I'm not sure if it's on our wiki or it's online available for the public. It is? Okay. So we if you don't have the link, we can provide it to you. The document, it's under development. We have changed it several times, mainly based on comments received from GAC colleagues. So now we will welcome comments from the community about the ideas that we have included in it. And also, in my last slide, I have some questions to ask to the community, and I will welcome comments about those specific points that it's important that we define to move forward. So I will start. First slide, please. So in general, I want to tell you about the work that the working group has been doing. I want to explain to you the content of the new version of the draft document. What happened to this document? We were going to present it in Singapore, but in between Singapore and this meeting, there was an important event for this issue, for the geographic names. It was the ICANN board resolution considering the GAC advice for .amazon. The relevance of this decision, of course, is important for the countries that were interested in that this to happen, but also this decision was based in some documents that the ICANN board requested to external source of advice. So we have been reviewing this information, and we found valuable paragraphs and concepts that are included in this document that it's available online in the ICANN website. And some of them we have included in our document. So the fact that we didn't present it in Singapore was not so bad, because we have the opportunity to present a new document, I think, which is more enhanced than the one previously. We will welcome comments from you, and also we would like to define next steps, because this is part of the GAC advice in the Durban communique. So we would like to have interaction with other members of the community and with ICANN to see where all these ideas that we are investigating and thinking about protecting geonames in new GTLD rounds can be really reflected in documents that will be considered at that time. So can we go to the next slide, please? So as I briefly said a minute ago, this mandate of our work is included in the Durban GAC communique. I just included here the paragraph. I won't read it. It's just for your reference. This paragraph was included about after extensive discussions we had because of some geographic names were requested by companies to be used as new GTLDs. Some of them were withdrawn. Some of them are now in conversations with the applicants, and some of them have received a GAC advice after from the board. The board has respected the GAC advice about them. But we noticed that the use of these geographic names in new GTLDs brought some uncertainty for countries and for companies. So we thought that these rules should be enhanced for the next round. This is the what the Durban communique says, and this is why we have been working since then in this document. Next, please. So the background paper was first prepared by Argentina, leading this sub-working group, and then circulated among the country members of the working group. We received comments from them, and we presented briefly in Singapore, and then we got comments from the whole GAC that were incorporated in the document. And now, as I said before, we have included some other concepts that were used by the ICANN board to resolve the GAC advice for .amazon. Next, please. If you have any question, you can interrupt me. There's no problem. You can just raise your hand and I'll explain. So the document, I think you have copies of it. It's not very long. It's this one that was distributed in your tables. Has some background. The background is about previous documents that talk about the protection of geographic names. Some of them are already included in the applicant guidebook somehow. Then it talks about difference between trademarks and new GTLDs, and this is where we have included the analysis of the expert advice document requested by ICANN board in relation with .amazon. And then, in order to avoid the misuse of geographic names in new GTLDs, we propose some courses of action, actions at the national and regional level. The new thing of on this document is that we are thinking about developing best practice guidelines. And I would like to thank Dot Berlin staff, especially Dirk Kirchenowski. I had a lot of conversations with them. They had interesting documents. I think I have said this before, but I would like to repeat it. Dirk contacted me in 2007 when I was CAC representative of Argentina at that time, because he knew there were a small town, Berlin, in the north of Argentina. And that surprised me a lot. He wanted to include all the Berlins in their project. And now they have a very successful new GTLD, and I think they did a great job investigating previously which were the cities or other names that could be conflicting with their own project. And I think it was a good example. So they provided me some ideas, and one of the ideas that came from one of the documents they shared with me was developing best practice guidelines that applicants and countries and all involved in this process should perhaps have in consideration before submitting a new request for a new TLD. Then this comes from the previous version. There is a suggested refined text for the applicant guidebook. Honestly, we don't know if we will have the same applicant guidebook, if we will have other relevant documents to establish the new round of new GTLDs, but in the case that it's similar to the applicant guidebook, we have developed a text that enhances the previous one that I will show it to you, and then we should welcome comments about how to move forward. Next, please. So, in the analysis of the documents considered by the ICANN board in relation with the GAC advice for .amazon, we found some paragraphs that were interesting about that discussion about trademarks and new GTLDs. And we found some of them that I am highlighting here. But if you're really interested in this subject, I would suggest that you go into the document. You have the link in as a footnote in the document we have prepared, so you can review it there. It's quite a long document, but you can review it easily because it's quite structured. So what basically says, and I will read it because it's interesting, one of the paragraphs. An intellectual property right is, like any property, a right to exclude third parties. And in this case, a right to exclude unauthorized third parties from the scope of protection which the law grants to the owner of the intellectual property right. Binding us against third parties, an intellectual property right never affords its owner the right to exploit or to use the subject matter of its rights. So what it means is that the trademark doesn't allow it to be used for other purposes. Next slide, please. This text is also interesting. An intellectual property right does not grant its owner a right to use the intangible subject matter in question. The right grants him ownership which is always binding on unauthorized third parties, but not, unless misinterpreting the notion of intellectual property, the possibility to exploit the subject matter of its ownership in any circumstances. So this is where the GTLD comes. It's other circumstance different than the trademark was defined by the local regulation. Next, please. And finally, other paragraph that we thought it was relevant to consider. It says the same applies under trademark law. The holder cannot invoke this right as a right to use the sign even for the products and services specified in the registration, or even as the right to use the sign in particular forms, such as new GTLD. These concepts are quite similar to the ones that were used by the objection that Argentina presented against Dot Patagonia that was filed in the International Chamber of Commerce and that was part of the early warning and the GAC advice that our country and some other countries like Chile that work with us and some others that supported our position. So at that time there were some doubts. I think that this text brings more certainty to our position that we use to defend our geographic names. Next, please. Then there is the issue of the lists. Should we have lists? We don't have lists. In the previous document, if you recall, that I presented to the GAC in the Singapore meeting, and that was honestly my idea, to build a repository of websites with geonames or references to geonames. And really the comments that I received from colleagues and from some other members of the community, I took that concept outside the document for the moment. It's not included in the document. So the idea of a repository of links or websites pointing to relevant geonames is not included in it. So because lists, like the ones included in the applicant guidebook, they were objective in the sense of those lists, but at the same time, they were somehow confusing because the applicants thought that names not included in this list were totally available. And then we had to go through the process of early warning and GAC advice, and then it brought certain uncertainty and doubts to the whole process. So the lists, any that the next documents will include, should be considered only as a general reference. And the document also considers the right that the governments have to keep to oppose the delegation of a new GTLD even when not included in one of these lists. And what we tried to establish as a clear step before any request to any new GTLD is the dialogue. We are totally convinced if early dialogue between the applicant and the country is established, then we could have much more success stories now than what we have. But that didn't happen for different reasons that it's not relevant to review now. but that we believe that an early dialogue and early contact with the authorities, whether national, regional, sub-regional, is the way to move forward and lower uncertainties. What else? Also, the document enhances the idea of the outreach that must be done by ICANN. This has been said many times. The awareness in Latin America and Africa about the new GTLD process is really low. Many companies didn't know. Many countries were not aware of this process. And now we are seeing some consequences. So we think that ICANN also must do a special effort in outreach to regions that are not so present in this process and that they don't understand so well all the implications of this new GTLD, this new round. Next, please. So, these are some possible actions that the document is proposing. We welcome comments about them, of course, about the other concepts that I just explained. And one is, if you go to the ISO 3166/2 list, you will see that some countries, for example, Argentina has the 23 provinces and the national capital of the country in that list. But we don't have sub-regions. We do have it in the country. We have Patagonia, Noreste, Mesopotamia, Cuyo, Grande Cuyo, several, but they are not in this list. But some countries do have regions. So if you review the list, which is online, you can see that. So at the national level, you can go to the authority that is in relation with ISO and try to enhance that that list. We are working on that in Argentina. That is not a simple process. It takes time. This is a comment made by my colleague from Peru. There is no guarantee that this will be successful. It takes time, but it's an effort that it's worth to be done. Also, the outreach about ICANN that I already mentioned. This is some actions that could be done at the national or regional level. We must remember now that ICANN has more offices all over the world and has staff that is devoted and speaking the language of the region. So that should be in this moment should be easier. Next, please. And this is the new idea in the document. Let's think about best practice guidelines that should be reviewed by applicants and have in mind by applicants and then, if possible, follow. Who should develop these practice guidelines? My proposal is that GAC and other constituencies, it would be good to do this work with other members of the community in a cross-constituency group, for example, for future rounds of new GTLDs. What should these guidelines include? And this is only a rough idea. That the applicant should do a previous research and investigation about different meanings of the applied for string. If you put Patagonia in Wikipedia, in Google, the first thing that comes up is Wikipedia and the region of the south of South America, and then the company. So both are there. It's not so difficult. Also, I checked with SPA. The definition of SPA in Wikipedia mentions specifically the city in Belgium, and also the concept of the nice place where you go and feel relaxed. But both things are in the first search of any Google search for SPA. So a previous research and an investigation should be done by applicant. And then even if it's different languages, that was one of the confusions or discussions about Amazon, if it's Amazonia, if it's Amazon, if it's Amazonas, or it doesn't matter if it's in a different language. The concept is the same. It's a river. And in the case of any doubt, the applicant must establish a contact previous to the application with the relevant authorities, whether it's a country, a city, a region, or a sub-region. And for example, Patagonia comprises 6 provinces of the south of Argentina. Next, please. Other things that also ICANN should follow the best practice guidelines and enhance outreach. I said it several times, but it's an important thing to say. There must be a clear process for governments to raise their concerns when their territories names or geonames are used in these new rounds of GTLDs. And also a way forward for governments and applicants in reaching consensus in relation with this applied GTLD. The embracement of basic principles of international law. This is a comment made by also by my colleague from Peru, and I think it's important to include in the documents. And also, this is a concept that I took from other documents from the community, the inclusion of a pre-evaluation or pre-revision process. Maybe this could be weird for some applicants, but in some cases, it could be part of the process. I'm just... throw in this idea and see your reactions. A pre-evaluation, a pre-revision. Of course, some companies want to keep the idea as a kind of a secret for the company because it has value. And I understand that a pre-evaluation could break that idea, but it could be it could be included somehow. Next, please. This text was already in the previous version of the document. This was a proposal made by our colleagues from Chile, and it was agreed by the whole working group and in general by GAC. We don't know how the new applicant guidebook will be, but in the case that it's similar to this one, there is a text that enhanced the previous one where there is a reference of geographic names. It enhances the fact that the 2007 GAC principles regarding new GTLDs must be considered. I won't say what they refer to, but in the draft document you have the link to that document. It was developed and finished in the Lisbon meeting in 2007. Some of us were there that day. And next, please. And also there is a text added to one part of the applicant guidebooks where it says that what we said before, in the event of any doubt, the applicant should consult with relevant governments and public authorities and enlist their support on non-objection prior to submission of the application in order to preclude possible objections and pre-address any ambiguities concerning the string and applicable requirements, because we know that also for the applicant, the process is long, they invest money, they invest time of their human resources, and having uncertainty is not good for anybody. Next, please. And I'm almost finishing. So how do we embrace this? We have this mandate from the GAC Durban Communique. We have been developing this document. The document is being enhanced and changed based on comments and things we are reviewing with the GAC and with the community. Who should we talk to? Refine the future applicant guidebook or relevant documents for future rounds. How do we move forward to develop a set of best practice rules for the use of geonames in new GTLDs? How do we work with ICANN to reinforce the outreach initiatives? And how do we define fair, effective, and cost-neutral dispute resolution procedures for governments to protect their geonames? Next, please. So, the comments that I have received in this meeting was that international law should be considered. And thank you, Milagros, for that. And we can work enhancing the document with your text. Also consider the URDP rules and the ART Consumer Protection Advisor Committee and all that work. I am in that group, so I can check if there is part of the work of the working group that can be enhancing our document and our ideas. So what I would welcome comments now is the document in general. You think it's okay, you think there are things that are not acceptable, you think it could be enhanced with other ideas, other documents. You cannot see there? The two or three words that you cannot see, it's this lists. List. Do we need lists? Are they good? Are they bad? Are they objective? Are they limiting? Are they confusing? Should we work on having more lists? or should we not focus on lists, or comments about that are also welcome. How do we feel about the best practice rules? We like the idea. We think it's a good idea. How can we? We have references. We can take ideas from other best practice rules that are already in place and are working well. Is the idea of a cross-community working group good? Do you think that other parts of the community, ACEs or advisor committees or supporting organizations from ICANN could join our effort? How do we contact ICANN? Because the mandate from the GAG communique says that GAG will work with ICANN. Who in ICANN? Which area of ICANN? Who is? Is the board? Is the staff? Who in the staff is the person to contact and work with? Because we have some base knowledge that we can share. When is going to be the next round? I've been talking to several people these days, and the versions are totally different. In 2020, next year, very soon, in 1 year, 2 months. So how do we move forward? Also, I didn't include in this version of the document, but the problem will come. And as we have some knowledge base, we could think about what will happen with the use of geographic names at the second level. This will come very soon. And we should have that in mind. Should we include that in this document or not? So I will stop here, and I will welcome comments from the audience, and thank you very much for your attention. Stefano, I'll make a list. Do you want me to make it?
If I can assist, I'm
happy. Oh, sure, I can take the comments if you allow me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. I will make a list. Stefano, Milagros.
Thank you. First of all, let me make my compliments to this very good piece of work. And we should, of course, mention this as a major step for the protection of geographic names and mentioning in the communique, no doubt. I want to make a few comments. First of all, this is not the solution, because there could not be a complete solution for solving the problem of geographic names. Because the number of recognized geographic names is undefined. And it is something that, in any case, may be multiplicated if we consider also relatively small communities. But this idea of learning from experience in this round of new GTLDs and preparing the ground for the new call is very important. And so, in my opinion, the next round will not be before, let's say, 4 years from now. But in any case, also with the help of a document like this, we define best practices also for cases that could still come out in the present round. And added to that, elaborating about also the legal level of protection may even from cyberspace teach something to the real space, let's say, in the sense that the value of the names in the internet then will also have consequences in the real world. And this is an important aspect. And let me make an example just to have some idea. We learned a lot from cases like Patagonia and Amazon. Someone in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to me said, why Argentina and Chile didn't object in the 70s when the name of the company Patagonia was created. If we go ahead with this, in the future, perhaps cases like this will be prevented, might be avoided, let's say, or unless there is an agreement in the real world with the company that wants to have the name of a geographic region. Another example, and I finish, is in this call, Mont Blanc. Mont Blanc is the name of a famous mark of pens, and is a big mountain, the greatest mountain in Europe between Italy and France. And no objection. And I don't think that the company asked the local community before making the application, but in the end, the local community didn't think to object. And they could have done, I think, on the French side, because in Italy it's called Monte Bianco, that is a different word. But these are just examples to say how we have to proceed in a best effort, because, as I said, there is not the solution. Thank you.
Thank you, Stefano. Two comments from me before giving the floor to other colleagues. Remember that this is, as our chair pointed to me, a session for the GAC, but also for the community. So if the colleagues also can be brief and allow the other members of the community speak, that will be very valuable. We'll respond to your comment about Patagonia. Patagonia has a .com, which is okay. And Patagonia is a registered mark under the Argentina trademark law, which is okay for us. And Patagonia Gov.ar, it's a name owned by the government of Argentina to promote Patagonia. So we are not against having a brand and having a domain name, but having a TLD, it's a different thing. Thank you, Stefano, and I had Milagros, and remember that we need some time for the community as well.
I will speak in Spanish.
First of all, I would like to point out that I agree with what Stefano has said. Secondly, I agree with what Stefano has said because, as a matter of fact, the drafting and the inclusion of a text in the manual, in the applicant guidebook regarding this, could not be an exhausted subject. We have to have a door open considering the future developments, including what may happen in the WTO or at WIPO level. So this idea should be reflected in the text of any modification that may be included in the future. We have to be flexible, and we have to consider that this is an evolving issue. It's an issue that should embrace all the developments that take place in the fora I mentioned.
Of Norway.
Thank you. And also thank you for the work that Argentina has been doing in this. It's, as you said, it's a lot of work. So just we don't think, as a general idea, I think we said it many times before, that we should make lists. Now, referring to the ISO list standard, the purpose of the ISO list is to establish an international standard of short and unique alphanumeric codes. So it's probably, in the ISO system, not suitable for extending this with thousands of geographical names. Just to say that the ISO list is something outside the GAC and its own system that is created for another purpose. But we think, of course, we agree that we haven't had the best experience in the past regarding the protection of the use of geographical names. That has been very important for government. We think the only solution for this is to make a stronger and more general text that will protect also the names that we could not foreseen that will be important for the countries now. So just as a working method, also with the resources that we have to put into making these lists, we think it's not a good idea. Okay, thank you.
I was reading the transcript, sorry, because I cannot hear very well from here. Yes, I haven't the list. Someone in the left side of the room. Yes, you. There are roving mics, if you can grab a roving mic. And if you could say your name and your affiliation, that would be great.
Thank you. My name is Clark Lackert. I'm an international lawyer from New York, and it's thank you, Madam Chair, for this opportunity to speak. I strongly recommend the first item on your list of international law. As was said by one of the previous speakers, geographical indications are extensively being discussed and regulated in the World Intellectual Property Organization, as well as in WTO. I've spoken and written articles throughout the world on WTO TRIPS agreement. I can assure you that this area is very highly regulated. I think that the current proposals before us need to take into account these treaties, regulations, and certainly extensive writing on the subject. I can also say, as an international lawyer, that Professor Passa, in his opinion, which was cited extensively in this document, this is only one person's opinion. I don't agree with his opinion. I think that many countries give exclusive rights to use a particular right for advertising, for in marketplace, and also for domain names. So I think certainly he's looking in the European context. He's a French professor, but I would suggest we look beyond that. And I would also suggest that geographical names, if we let every geographical name to be protected and exempted, this will have a significant impact on the domain name ecosystem we've been talking about at this meeting. We also talked a lot about the rule of law, so that's why I mentioned that we must always come back to, let us not overly extend this list of geographical names. Geographical names for everyone's information are protected under human rights law, indigenous rights law, intellectual property law in many forms, including geographical indications, protected denominations of origin, indications of source, trademarks, of course, and other types of rights, in addition to various regulatory proposals, such as protecting wine viticultural areas under local labeling laws. So, in conclusion, I think it's very important that this document be significantly expanded to reflect opposing and different views on protection of the current geographical name system. And before we start tampering with the applicant guidebook, which tries to strike a balance between protection of geographical names and other names which are not really protectable under international law, we think very carefully about taking such a radical step. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you for your words. I have in the list Iran.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Good morning. I think we have a limited time available. There are a lot of questions. Perhaps the most important issue, after expressing our sincere appreciation to you, you have done a lot of work, perhaps you continue to develop the number of questions you have raised, and then put those questions to the colleagues to have answers and then come up with that. One important thing that I would like to mention, that at the beginning of your presentation, you referred to some sort of definition, the domain and the scope of the international intellectual property. It is very, very delicate matter. Before you describing something, you need to consult few other organizations dealing with that issue, and I thank you very much.
Thank you, Iran. Mexico.
Thank you, Olga. Good morning to all colleagues. Thank you for the document presented. Mexico believes that it's a very good approximation for the strain of GTLD principles adopted in 2007, in particular for increased protection of the geonames, as you mentioned. is not just for territory issues, also include the cultural aspects and intellectual property rights. Especially, Mexico are looking for to find more elements to reach an agreement with the applicants, try to use a string that could be sensitive for national or regional communities. I think that it's necessary to continue work in this direction in order to be included in the future rounds of the new utilities. Thank you again, Olga, for your very good work.
Thanks to you. There was you? Yeah.
Thank you. My name is Eberhard Blocher. I run a small web hosting company in Germany. And I have a question regarding the geographic names at the second level, which you mentioned would also be an issue. I'd just like to know if there has been any discussion within the GAC of also not only the new GTLDs, but also current GTLDs. For example, Olga, you mentioned that it was a good practices which have evolved from what Dirk of Berlin wrote to you like a couple of years ago. Now, I've just been looking on the internet. There's a domain called berlin.com, which is not affiliated to the city of Berlin. And I was just wondering if this is something which should also be considered now. I know these have been around for a long time, but I think this might be a chance to have the AGP now and the applicant guidebook for new GTLDs also to look at the current GTLDs and to find out if this is in accordance with international law to have private companies use geographical domain names. Thank you.
Thank you. I have part of the answer. The protection of second level is included in the 2007 GAC documents about new GTLDs. And we had some discussions. I don't have all the information in my mind right now. I remember that there is something in the last communique, I think, about that. But I can grab more information for you if you want. But I think it's something, I totally agree with you. It's something that we have to have in mind because it will come very soon with new GTLDs and also with existing TLDs. Thank you. But we should maybe get in touch and move forward. Thank you very much. And Belgium.
Thank you, Olga. We'll speak French. Tout d'abord, je voudrais féliciter l'Argentine et en particulier.
I would like to commend Argentina for the work they have done. I would like to thank you for the high quality of your work. Belgium has a very clear position, and we agree with these recommendations to avoid problems with geonames. Belgium believes that the local authorities agreement is required, so an application that has not had the agreement from a local authority should not be accepted. Nobody wants the city name to be used for illegal activities or for undue activities or activities that could be harmful for its image, such as pornography. So when a name is searched for in Google, like spa, I believe that the public interest expressed by the government of Belgium will prevail over the economic interest. But we need clear rules to avoid lawsuits or legal procedures that are very costly for everyone. Thank
you very much, Belgium. I have UK.
Thank you, Olga, and thank you very much for leading off this important work. It's very valuable. We do need to learn from experience and explore how we can achieve greater clarity and certainty for all stakeholders. I just make one observation. The number of brands that applied in the first round was significantly greater than expectations. And we may see a trend there with future rounds, and as the application fee comes down, as has been long trailed, we will see potentially opportunities open for small and medium-sized businesses. So we're contemplating this, the scale of this issue becoming significantly greater. And I don't think we would want, any of us would want to encourage a sense of foreboding amongst small businesses, which often are contributing to local economies in a very productive way, and seizing new opportunities in the digital economy, global trading opportunities that the internet provides and so on. We shouldn't want any sense of disadvantage being created amongst those that in the offline era saw great advantage in having a geographical name or cultural, local cultural reference name, which was often, of course, very much supported by the local community. So I just want to sort of flag that as a sort of nagging concern I have as we explore these issues further, that we have to think about opportunities and so on, and not not create undue obstacles. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Mark. I have Germany.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, and also from our side, our appreciation for your work you have done. I think it's a very thorough discussion we are starting. We have had these discussions a long time ago, and I think we now have some lessons learned after the first round. All in all, I would like to concur with our colleague from Norway in this regard. I think it will be not possible to come to some exhaustive lists, whatever they may be, defining all geographic names that are globally relevant. And in so far, the outcome of this exercise should be really to alert potential applicants that there might be problems if they choose geographic names, and they should seek and should be prepared to seek some kind of collaboration and talks with the relevant governments if it is coming to use these kind of names. And in many cases, companies can also consider to have changing, amending the strings they are applying for, just for avoiding these kind of potential conflicts. And I think this is a lesson learned for the GAC, but also from other constituencies to see this kind of sensitiveness that was raised amongst governments in this respect. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The comments? I don't recall your name.
Yeah, okay. My name is Ashwin from Indonesia. First of all, appreciate the work from our friend from Argentina for this geographic names and so on. As was mentioned in our head of delegates speech, I think Indonesia would like to stress again what has been mentioned in the speech. First of all is the second level geographic names using CCTLD, for example, should be similarly seen as with the top level domain under the GTLD. I mean, we have the problem of .fin.wine. Perhaps we can also have a problem of .wine.co, for example, using other CCTLD name or .amazon.int, whatever. There's a second level which can even produce another problems. Secondly is the considerations, Olga, about the dynamic of community. Every country has, Indonesia has so many people, so many cultures, so many languages. So a particular names that Indonesian GAC members is agree today, or even the Indonesian government is agree today, might have to be reversed in 1 year or 2 years' time due to the dynamic of the community in the country, which may change time to time. Well, I can give you a lot of a lot of examples about some of problems like that in Indonesia, not in these occasions, but of course we can talk later. And the last one is we'd like also to see how a particular name, your graphic names or any other names related to cultures, to whatever, in a country, once it is given because of a problem, how it can be cancelled. Is there any process as how GAC can tell the GNSO, the ICANN board, to cancel a particular names because of the problem on one or several countries? Because as far as I know, we have not discussed about this yet. Thank you.
Thanks to you. There is a man behind you that wanted to talk. Yes.
¿Cómo está? Buenos días.
Good morning. I will speak in Spanish. In this 50th meeting of ICANN, I represent an ALS from Peru. ALS are representations of the civil society, of end users of the internet. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to address the government of representatives here. I have a question, Olga. Perhaps in some way you can include a procedure that we as end users, citizens administered by governments, can incorporate, if you can incorporate some kind of consultation with citizenship, because some governments have said that they are in favor of granting a domain name. Others are maybe against that, but it would be good that the citizens, the users in the countries would be involved somehow in those government decisions. And democratic governments are just transitory governments. So these names that pursue a commercial interest will prevail over time much more than the governments. Thank you.
Johnny, por tus comentarios. And Indonesia?
Olga speaking. Thank you, Johnny, for your comments.
Okay. Wanawit Akawut from Thailand. Yeah, sorry. I would like to raise the issue during the time we're working on the geographical names. There is one standard that refer in the IDN fast track processes, which is coming from UNGEGN, United Nations Group of Experts on Geographical Names, which is an extensive database that relates to geographical names. And from the application guidebook for the new GTLD, they not refer to this manual at all, but in the others' works of ICANN, like IDN Fast Track, it has been stated clearly on this UNGGN. I go back to Thailand, and I found out that I have the Thai language spell. Even the Gulf in Argentina or in Peru, it's almost like a dictionary that contains 20 volumes that the office of the government, that is the survey department, have to do according to UNGEGN. So I do believe that if we talk about the geographical name at the second level when it comes to new GTLDs, that also might include the other string that are not only limited to the English scripts, UNGGN might be a very good reference, which I can already refer in the IDN fast track processes. So, but it's not included in the list 3166-2, seems to be very limited. Okay.
Thank you very much. I think we don't have much time for comments. My proposal is the following. I will review, I have to take some notes. I will review the transcript. So I will summarize and share with the group all the comments received. For those that would like to contribute with other ideas or documents that I think are relevant for this issue, my email address is in the GAC list member, or it's very simple. It's olgacavalli@gmail.com. This is one that works very well from my phone and from all the devices I have. So send it to me during the, say, next 2 weeks, and I will summarize all this, trying to prepare a new version of the document and continue work. And in relation with the with ICANN, and I would like guidance from our Madam Chair, who, if she can help me in the near future, identify who should we contact, get in touch with ICANN to move forward working with them, because if not, it will be just an exercise, interesting exercise among all of us, and luckily with the community. But we would like interaction so we can exchange ideas and our outcomes of the document with ICANN, and see how this could be incorporated in future relevant documents for new rounds of new GTLDs. Thank you, everyone, for your attention, and thank you very much for being so early this morning with us today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Olga, and thank you all for coming for the GAC. We now have a coffee break until 10:30, so please be back in the room at 10:30 so that we can begin our finalization of the communication at the communique at the end of today. So have a good break. Thank you.